A former senior official at the United Nations, John Norris, says the move against President al-Bashir highlights what's long been obvious.
And that's that the Sudanese government of President Bashir is directly implicated in the crimes that are occurring on the ground, that they have stood up the Janjaweed as a proxy military force. The Sudanese military and intelligence services have aided and abetted the Janjaweed at every step. And there has been a very calculated and deliberate effort to go after civilians to depopulate parts of Western Sudan.
But Dr. Bakri Osman Sahid, a senior member of Sudan's ruling National Congress Party, denies that the president established an Arab militia to exterminate the black people of Darfur.
I don't think there was intention of arming the Arabs versus the non-Arabs or anything like that. But most of what so-called Arabs in Darfur are nomads, and they have a warrior culture. They are more likely to be involved in these formations.
Policy advisor for the Enough Project Against Genocide, Colin Thomas Jensen, says apart from Mr. al-Bashir's brief visit to Darfur recently, where he railed against his so-called Western enemies, the man in the middle of everything hasn't said much at all.
What's interesting is that the president himself, Bashir, has stayed largely silent, and I think that's in large part due to negotiations and deliberations within the regime about how best to deal with this.
Norris says the ICC action, far from taking Darfur further away from peace, will actually force the Sudan government to finally enter meaningful peace negotiations.
It's been a very useful message to President Bashir's cronies, his bagmen, the people who've kept him in power over the years, that they may be lashed to a sinking ship over time, and that President Bashir may not have the best interests of their country at heart and may not be the best representative for their nation on the international stage.
Norris describes the ICC charges as a moment of truth for all concerned, especially the authorities in Khartoum. He says they've been left with a stark choice.
They can be more confrontational, they can cut off humanitarian access, they can go after peacekeepers, and simply ensure that they push themselves further and further into a corner, encourage a more robust response from the international community, and essentially turn Sudan increasingly into a pariah state.
Or, he says, the Sudan government could allow a full deployment of peacekeepers into Darfur without arguing about each and every truck that enters the area. Norris is convinced that even if the ICC action against Mr. al-Bashir is eventually suspended for a year, it won't stop the wheels of justice from turning.
At the end of the day, I think there are very few politicians, there are very few member states, there are very few diplomats who want to stand on a stage and vigorously defend the interests and activities of someone who is self-evidently a war criminal and belongs in the dock.
Like many activists, Norris is confident that the Sudanese leader will not escape unscathed from the ICC prosecutors' long list of charges. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.